Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Issues 2019, and we are very pleased to be joined right here by the mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell. How are you?
Doing well. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you with us in here today, as we got a lot of issues to talk about here towards the end of the year and the end of your term. It kind of marks a change in your life here.
It does. All good things come to an end.
You became the mayor in April of 2015.
Yeah.
How are things different that first time you ran for mayor, and obviously things were much different 4 years later?
Yeah, no question, much different. Politics is so much different now, Ted, than it was even 4 years ago. And what we've seen even in these nonpartisan races is partisan politics creep into every race. And it's not really about anymore what's right or wrong or good or bad. It's what's Democrat or Republican. And it's kind of a sad reflection of where we're at. And I also blame what I call anti-social media. I think social media has really become a problem for society right now, and whether you're addicted to it, but more importantly, whether it gives you that kind of false confidence to say things that you wouldn't say in person. And that's a little frustrating.
Yeah, and that's something that I think politicians and all of us are trying to deal with. How does that work? Because it seems like it's, like you said, it's something that's still in motion, and we're still trying to figure out its ramifications day after day.
No question, and it certainly is changing elections. I think it changed ours too. But I'm sure we can all say, "I wish I would have done this," or "wish I'd have done that," and we. You can't live life without maybe having a few regrets, but at the same time, I am very happy with what we've been able to accomplish during my really 25 years in local politics.
Tell me about the decision going back to making that run for mayor
four years
ago and that process.
So I never did intend to even be in politics, period, and it's kind of a long, boring story, but I got talked into running for a position on the May school board, was successful, met Bob Martz. Bob Martz just pleaded with me to run for his seat. Of course, he was termed out, and we went ahead and almost reluctantly jumped in that and won a narrow victory. And then at the end of my tenure, and I will argue, we fixed a lot of issues out in West Wichita. We built some bridges, and we fixed some flooding, and we addressed a lot of needs. And people kind of said, "You really need to run for mayor," and we did, and we were successful, and like what we were able to accomplish. But 4 years ago, it was really more about running on issues, and this time around, it was more about character assassination.
I'm going to say, usually the mayoral election is about issues and personality and things like that.
Yeah, not so
much.
Things
did not play that way this time around.
Yeah, and obviously the local media, I shouldn't say local media, the newspaper obviously took a stance against me. And, there's no way I could overcome 3 weeks of being on top of the fold and, basically the Eagle convicting me and saying that I was under criminal investigation. It got to the point where I had people asking me how long I'd been had to spend in jail.
Wow.
And so when you're portrayed in that light, I think it's just too much to overcome. And at the end of the day, I think if we wouldn't have had a kind of a goofy write-in, I think we would have still been successful.
I was going to ask you about that was another wild card in this whole scenario, was the write-in candidate.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy election, and who would have... and they spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, spent a lot of money beating up me because they felt like they had to overcome the incumbent. And so, the negative mailers on me were combined with the conviction in the Eagle. It was just too much to overcome.
How did that not leave a sour taste of politics in your mouth after that election?
Yeah, it does, Ted. There's no question. It probably... If someone asked me if I was going to run for office again, I think I'm pretty much done with politics. I'll look for other opportunities.
Well, let's talk about your term as mayor. And I feel like you tackled a lot of issues, and that it was not a fallow period for Wichita during those 4 years. A lot of things were going on.
Oh my goodness! So we had a lot on our plate, starting with, you know, kind of a change in policy on how we go after economic development. We totally changed the structure of what used to be our economic development group, and we have the Greater Wichita Partner Group that we help fund. We increased the funding for Visit Wichita, but more importantly, we made the announcement about a month into me being mayor that the council and I agreed we were going to quit handing cash to corporations, which we felt was the proper action for our very conservative community. And then a few weeks after that, Cargill said, hey, we're thinking about building a new home somewhere else. So you guys can put in what you believe will keep us here, and we'll look at all of the opportunities we have. And at the end of the day, people really thought they were gone because Texas was going to give them tens of millions of dollars in cash. Tens of millions of dollars in cash. And I have a very good friend that works at Cargill and had for 38 years. He called me a week before the decision was made. He called me a week before and he said, hey, can I use your name on my resume? I'm too old to move to Texas. And he goes, I think we're gone. I said, Terry, hang on. I don't think they're gone. He goes, they're just giving us too much money. I looked at the numbers, and it was too good of a deal. Well, obviously we know Cargill made the decision to stay. But some of the factors that weighed on them were factors that we hadn't realized were so important to businesses, especially like Cargill. It was commute times. Mm-hmm. It was commute times to the airport because they have so many people that come into the city. You know, in Texas, in traffic, where they were going to be, it could have been an hour and a half commute time to the airport. Here, it's, you know, 9 minutes from downtown if you're in traffic. And so it was a lot of those factors that made a difference. And obviously, the cost of doing business in Wichita is pretty simple. But so keeping Cargill was critical. And that I'll argue that kind of helped our momentum. Of course, the Innovation Campus, making the decision to help them with infrastructure needs and for them to get off the ground. But you look at the core, and it's Union Station and Spaghetti Warehouse and Hilton Garden Inn, and what you talked about today, and IMA moving downtown, and the Douglas Place apartments, and of course the River Vista, the whole river corridor, and the AAA baseball stadium that's really going to make a difference. But it's all of the old buildings that are filling up in Wichita. I'm really proud. And we announced, you know, a while back that there's a new medical university coming to town, and they're filling up a bunch of old buildings, and they're going to put in a culinary school and a food court and dormitories. And Fidelity Bank is building a tower and a parking garage. And there's just tremendous vibrancy in the core of the city now. People want to move back downtown. Merit Trust is moving in the old Cargill building, and you know all of those apartments are filling up. And so it's nice to see that energy, because what that does is if your core is strong, your entire city is going to be strong, and we're going to see some things happen from east side to west side, north side to south, that reflects the strong vibrancy that we have in the core.
And I know that 30 years ago, a lot of that stuff was unthinkable.
You're exactly right.
And so big picture, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I would argue that we've seen so much happen in the last 4 years that partially because of slowdown economically, but that more in the last 4 years than we've seen in the last 15. You know, with the building and vibrancy and jobs. And then on top of that, you have Spirit that's diversified their employment base and gotten into the military side, defense contract work, which really helps that aviation world because it diversifies those opportunities. And, you know, if commercial business is down, then the defense side can be up. And So we've seen our footprint in aviation grow, but we've also seen our footprint grow in healthcare and transportation and a number of other sectors that we're really wanting to build up.
This is Issues 2019, and we're speaking with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. The, of course, a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and I know a lot of people, it's been a great issue, the new baseball stadium, and yes. The saying goodbye to Lawrence Dumont, which had been around for 80-plus years, and now a new era for downtown baseball in Wichita has begun.
Yeah, no question, and people obviously will never fully understand that Lawrence Dumont was falling down. You know, that stadium
was... falling down 30 years ago.
it was a works project from the 30s, mm-hmm. and what we found when we took the stadium down is they used very little rebar reinforcement mm-hmm. in it. Maybe there was a steel shortage in the 30s, and there just wasn't much reinforcement, and the stadium was falling down. So we had to take it down, and to take it down meant we needed to look for other opportunities because I think it would have been a shame to end up with an empty field and nothing going on. And we got the best of everything. We have a dynamic group coming in here that's bringing AAA baseball. The venue's going to be phenomenal, and it's just so hard to explain to people how cool it's going to be until you step in there. It's a far different setting than anyone's ever seen in here. Little things like the points of concession. The old stadium had about 7. The new one has 70 if you count the mobile carts. Mm-hmm. Just the players' amenities. The president of Minor League Baseball said this will be the best Minor League Baseball stadium the day it opens. And he said, I will tell you, if you look at all the amenities, it's probably better than about 12 major league stadiums today. And it's got the largest dugouts in baseball.
Nice.
You'll enjoy, and I'm sure you'll probably spend some time in the press box. It has one of the nicest press boxes in baseball.
Well, I like hearing that.
And just a lot of cool amenities, but the concourse that wraps all the way around. We're one of the few stadiums that has restrooms in the bullpens. Most stadiums don't have restrooms in the bullpens. These players are going to have restrooms. And so it's just going to be a great venue that's going to have baseball. It's going to have high school football. It's going to have soccer. It's going to have, a wide variety of opportunities like concerts. The big screen's so magnificent, they want to do drive-in movie night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I always felt like 30 years ago when there was this renaissance around the nation of minor league baseball and so many towns were building downtown ballparks, I really feel like we missed the boat on that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that 30 years later, we're finally on that train and hitting things going full speed here.
And what we're also going to see is, because of this, you're going to see that whole river corridor in downtown then bring more opportunities. And we're going to talk about it, over the next few weeks and vote on it soon about what kind of opportunities there will be for an mm-hmm. entire river village to grow up and restaurants and fun things to do. And so it's really, it's transforming our city. But again, just seeing all of the different opportunities makes me feel good. You can be a little bit bitter about the outcome of the election, but when I reflect on all of the things that we were able to accomplish, I can sit back and smile a bit and say, Wichita's in a good place.
We're talking with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell today on Issues 2019. Another thing surrounding the baseball team was the team name, and that was quite the campaign, and they ramped up the level of interest for all that, and then the Wind Surge was announced. What are your thoughts on the Wichita Wind Surge?
So probably not my favorite name, but at the end of the day, I think it will not only grow on me, it'll grow on the community, and what people don't understand is it's so hard to come up with a unique name. They have to run those names by Major League Baseball.
Right.
They have to run them all through trademarks and registrations and make sure that they're not already trademarked in some way. And so you really have to come up with a combination of unique names. I know that they ran some other names through some trademarks, and they came back and said, sorry, you can't use this. It's already been trademarked, and that altered their choices for what they wanted to name the team. I love the logo. I think it is awesome. I think it'll grow on people. I think you'll often see it shortened to just Surge. In fact, one of their team uniforms just has the word Surge on it. And good-looking uniforms. They're the fourth-ranked team in AAA baseball, so you're going to see some tremendous talent every time you come out. But then you're also going to get to see the AAA teams of the Dodgers and the Royals and the Cardinals and, you know, the Rangers and all of these other AAA baseball teams. And so it's a, you know, the name was a little controversial. There's people that obviously hate on it, but I will argue if that's the worst thing in your life is to worry about the name of a AAA baseball team, then your life is in pretty good shape.
All right, Wichita is celebrating its 150th year coming up.
Yeah.
And we're kind of at a crossroads a little bit as far as the River Corridor goes and that great downtown core area and the debate about what to do with Century 2. A lot of things that we have on our plate.
Yeah, so some important decisions, but you don't want to stop and reflect when you talk about Wichita. 150 years seems like a long time, but think about this. Steve McIntosh has been here for half of that.
Oh, see that you put it all in perspective.
But you know, it's it certainly is something that the community is going to have to weigh in on. I struggle a little bit on the price tag. I struggle certainly with the notion of tearing down Century 2, which the majority of the proposals tear down Century 2, and I worry a little bit about, you know, people keep saying, well, let's repurpose it. Well, how can you choose a proposal if you haven't fully vetted whether you can repurpose Century 2? And many in the community are saying, well, let's pause. Let's see if we can find a repurpose for Century 2 or a good use, because everyone understands it's not good for conventions. It's not perfect for performing arts, but it's a building that I love. I would love to see it continue. I think that it has all kinds of unique opportunities. I would love to see it be a true community building and somehow incorporate it into the green space on the river better than it is today. But my biggest heartburn is if we're choosing out of five or six different options and only one option keeps Century 2, but yet people keep saying, well, we don't know what we can do with it. I think we've gotten the cart before the horse. Let's find out what we can do with it, if there's opportunity, and then make the decision to go forward and choose.
Talking with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell today here on Issues 2019, another massive issue for Wichita is the water treatment plant,
right?
Something that, like Lawrence Dumont, is about 80, 90 years old, and it's time to get something done with that.
Yeah, and we picked a good team. And again, contrary to people that thought I spent time in jail over this issue, I did not. you know, it really came down to, for me anyways, choosing a group of local engineers and architectural firms and contractors that I felt were more than capable. And that's the whole reason that for the first time in the history of Wichita, we have seen, you know, a half a dozen of our local firms, instead of trying to compete with each other, joined together and said, let's take this on locally ourselves. And we ultimately end up choosing them over a firm out of Texas that we know would have been expensive. And we think we made the right decision. And at the end of the day, I was one vote, but glad that the decision was made and glad that we confirmed the second phase of that decision unanimously. And so we're on the right track. You're right. It's infrastructure that was long overdue and getting replaced, and we're on the right track and happy with the decision. I probably would argue that's the biggest issue that caused, the election outcome. And I will argue I'm still happy with the decision going forward. And we're going to have a state-of-the-art plant made by locals that's going to be phenomenal.
How is the financing for that going to work out?
So we are very lucky that we've been able to get some help from our federal government, and we think from the state itself that has shared with the community recently, because of the financial packages that they're offering, basically a no-interest and low-interest loans. If we didn't have those, our water rates would be double what they would be with those tools. And so we're able to keep our water rates lower because of the partnership and the tools that they're allowing us to have. And it's going to make a big difference and hopefully allow us to have very affordable water in this community and infrastructure that will last several generations.
And not only the water plant, but I know a couple of things we've talked about, Cargill and the baseball stadium. The state has really been a nice partner in this and helping come up with ways to finance these things be very Wichita friendly.
And Wichita probably never fully understood that either, because I heard people say, well, why didn't we get to vote on, the baseball? Well, there was really nothing to vote on. I mean, the only thing you can say is, no, state, don't give us free money. Give it to Kansas City. It's the same tool that they built the racetrack in Kansas City. And people keep saying, well, how come we don't get these opportunities?
Yeah.
And when we get these opportunities, people scream, why are we doing this? So you can't win for losing. But we're very fortunate. And I'm going to tell you, Governor Collier really stepped up and helped us more than right in the middle of his race for governor. He was down here in meetings talking to minor league baseball and the Pacific Coast League, and that helped us seal the deal with them. And, can't say enough good things about Governor Collier and his willingness, really almost to sacrifice himself, because this was more important to him than even a close election at the time. And so kudos to Governor Collier. He's a wonderful man, has a great family, and have a lot of respect for him. But he helped make a lot of this happen right in the middle of all of it. But it was that financial package from the state that allowed us to do it. Otherwise, we would not have a baseball stadium today. We would have a Lawrence Dumont that needed to come down and sit empty.
Not getting to a second term, is there anything on your plate that you feel that was left undone?
Oh, I don't know that a lot left undone. I certainly would love to see a continuation of the momentum, to see us continue to diversify our local economy and job opportunities. Would love to see that river corridor really grow. I would, my vision, and I think many in the community would be that we keep a lot of that river corridor and public land and green space and build kind of our version of a downtown Central Park, nearly from Kellogg all the way up to Riverside Park. And, would love to see riverboats, and patrolling the river corridor. And I've heard that there may be opportunities for someone to bring down a boat that will offer dinner rides and those kinds of opportunities in the summertime. And wish I could have been a part of that, but it's fine. I think we're on the right track, and we have a good council. I'm confident that the council will continue to move the city forward and provide opportunities for generations, because we need our young people to choose Wichita. And to do that, we've got to continue to focus on quality of life.
All right, the big question, what's up next for Jeff Longwell?
I've been fortunate that we've had a few different offers. We haven't figured out which one we're going to take yet. I am too young to retire, although retirement's always appealing at any age. But we really haven't made that choice yet. Okay. We have some time, and we'll find the best fit for us. And it's probably not going to be for decades, but we certainly want to work for a few more years before I take advantage of some golfing weather.
Well, we've always been appreciative of your time and your efforts for the last 4 years, and even beyond that, your time on the council and other public servant ways, and we appreciate you being with us here today.
Well, Ted, I truly appreciate you and Steve and this station, and you all are tremendous people, not just because you're Marconi Award winners. You guys are some of the best people in Wichita, and Wichita is a better place because of the work that you and Steve do on a daily basis.
We appreciate it. Thanks for dropping by today.
My pleasure.
That's our guest, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. That's all for this edition of Issues 2019, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Ted Woodward.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.